Welcome, everybody. Jason Longshore, color analyst for the Atlanta United Radio Network here on 92.9 The Game. Joining me to preview MLS Cup, Maurice Adu, U.S. Men's National Team and MLS veteran. Maurice, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you guys for having me. I'm looking forward to this. Excited to talk some soccer.
So before we dig into the game, I wanted to dig into your recent transition, going from playing to the broadcasting side. I mean, I've been watching you with Champions League coverage, with MLS coverage, and I love your takes and I love your perspective on it. How hard has that transition been for you to go from playing to broadcasting?
It's interesting, to be honest. You know, for so long, you're on the other side of those conversations. You're the players that people are talking about. But to now be in front of the camera and get a chance to, you know, use my experiences to relate to certain things that I'm talking about and give analysis and a different perspective, it's been fun. It's been exciting. It's definitely, there's still a lot of growth to come, but I'm just, you know, taking it day by day and learning as much as I can and just trying to really convey my opinions and my thoughts and my analysis of the game based on my experiences.
And that's what I've loved about watching you is I think your perspective really comes through from your playing experience, and that's sometimes hard to translate. Coming into the final here, you know, let's dig into what I kind of feel like could be the most exciting MLS Cup we've ever seen, with two teams that match up really well and the tactics should be really interesting. Just what's your excitement level for MLS Cup at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday night?
It's going to be crazy. If people haven't already marked down tomorrow at 7:30 on their calendars, then they're crazy. I mean, these are two teams at MLS that have really excelled in the playoffs. Atlanta's put together an unbelievable season, setting records on the pitch with Joseph Martinez winning MLS MVP, breaking the goal-scoring record, and then the club as well, setting a record attendance and, you know, potentially breaking that attendance record that they set tomorrow night. So that's exciting from their standpoint. And Portland, you know, they had a rough start to the season, but really came on well, came into a good run of games, a good run of form. New manager has really taken them in the right direction and found a way to bring out the best in this team. So it's an exciting matchup tactically. I think the atmosphere, the city of Atlanta is going to be unbelievable, going to be rocking. The support that they have and the culture that they've created thus far in their 2 years so far has been unbelievable to see, and it's a credit to the league, and they've kind of set the standard right now of what to expect from an MLS game.
And this is going to be your first trip to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, correct?
It is. I'm excited. I've seen it on TV too many times, and I've seen the training facility, which is it's some of the best that I've seen, and this is from not just domestically, but, you know, from a global standpoint as well. It's going to make it a lot easier to attract players when you have a facility like that. So, but yeah, this will be my first time inside the stadium, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely crank up the volume in your ear as you're doing the pregame show with Rob Stone and Alexi Lawless. It gets a little loud in the bins.
It does. That's what everyone's been telling me. I'm looking forward to it for sure. But that's what you want, you know, from a player standpoint. You want to play in front of crowds like that. So as much as it is an advantage for Atlanta to have that kind of home support, I'm sure the Portland players will be looking forward to playing in an environment like that. You soak in that. You take energy from that atmosphere, and you thrive off it as a player.
Let's get into that side of it, the Portland side of coming into this building. They were here back in June. It was a 1-1 draw. They came out in a 5-3-2 in that match. They'd generally been playing the Christmas tree in that run of 15 matches unbeaten. How important is it for Portland to just survive the early moments of the match on Saturday?
It's interesting because both teams have somewhat shifted. Or I wouldn't say shifted. I'd say Atlanta has shifted their tactics more so in the playoffs. Portland, slightly, but they're still playing their traditional. They thrive off of the counterattack, right? They know that if they're sound defensively and they're able to really soak up pressure, they're confident that the players going forward, the Bobisi, obviously Diego Valeri, the MLS MVP of last season, and Sebastian Blanco, that they're confident in that trio to score goals and create goals on the counterattack. So Atlanta in the playoffs lately, they've done something similar. They've changed their formation slightly to be more solid defensively, knowing that they also have players going forward and who can score on the counterattack or in the run of play. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. I think that the expectation is that Atlanta is going to be the one that has to come out and play more. You know, I think as much as they change their focus to just winning games in the playoff, they still want to put on a show, especially in front of their home fans. But ultimately, the finals and cup finals can be tricky sometimes. There's so much hype leading up to it and so much expectation, but sometimes that leads to the tactics being adjusted in a sense of being more tentative, because no team wants to make that first mistake. No team wants to concede that first goal. So it can play out a little bit funny, but I think it'll be a great matchup. There's so many exciting players on the pitch for both sides. For the neutral fan, I think they're going to be in for a good show. And ultimately, I think everyone wins in this game, especially just the fans. They get to see a great game, a great atmosphere, and it's a great spectacle for MLS.
So let's flip the script a little bit on the Atlanta side of it. This is the first final for Atlanta United. They're going to be playing in front of a record MLS Cup crowd and probably the largest crowd Atlanta United's seen. How difficult can that be in the early going when you have all that emotion going through you? You've played in these big moments in front of your home fans before. You know, how hard is it for Atlanta to manage their emotions in the early going?
I wouldn't say it's too hard. You just have to be level-headed, right? As much as it's easy to say that, but when you walk out there and you soak up that energy and you soak up that atmosphere, it's important to come out with energy, of course, because you want to set the tone from the first whistle. You want to make your opponent, as much as you're trying to thrive off of that energy in the stadium, you want your opponent to fear that. You know, you want that to be almost your quote-unquote 12th man on the pitch for you. But I think it's important that they feed off that energy and they're not overwhelmed by it, that they're not too, overwhelmed is the best way to put it, to manage your emotions, to really just focus on the game at hand. As much as it is a cup final, as much as it is in front of a record set of fans, as much as you have the opportunity to do something special for the city. You know, it's been a while since Atlanta's won a championship, so they have a chance to really make themselves legends in this city. So as much as you try to manage those emotions, it is important, though, to feed off that energy and come out high-flying and show the characters of your team that has really exemplified your team for the course of your 2 years in this league and to set the tone early.
So with Portland, we've watched Giovanni Savarese kind of ease into running the Timbers, and he's taken a little bit of time to add all of his wrinkles tactically into this team. Defensively, it's felt like he's had to kind of mix and match and bounce around between the 4-2-3-1, then to the Christmas tree, the 4-3-2-1, five-man back line at times. How do you think Portland approaches this match from a defensive perspective against Atlanta speed?
I think Gio's he's done well with this group. I think he's approached it game by game and really tinkered and manipulated the tactics as well as the formations as well as the personnel according to the opponent. And I think he's going to come into this game being very aware of the threat that Atlanta pose with and without the ball. Because with the ball, it's a team that can keep it, that can possess it, that can stretch you out. It's going to be a big pitch there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So he'll be aware of all the threats that they possess, but also knowing that without the ball, they're looking to be in a good enough shape that they can exploit you on the counter. So I think he's going to have his team very cautious, very aware of the threat of Almiron, of Josef Martinez, of Julian Gressel getting forward, of Escobar getting forward as a wing back. You know, they'll be strong defensively and soak up that pressure, especially in the early minutes, knowing that they're going to come out and try to set the tone and they're playing at home and there's so many things playing against them. So I think if they can weather that storm early, they'll find a way to ease themselves into the game and start to gradually impose themselves and get themselves in positions that they know that they can benefit from.
We know Valeri, we know Blanco, we know those are going to be the guys that drive Portland forward in a big way, but who are you looking at for the Timbers that has to step up and have a man-of-the-match type performance for the Timbers to lift the trophy?
I think Diego Chara. And it's not that, and I think he's been unbelievable for them already throughout his whole career there. I think he's one of the best number sixes this league has seen. And the way that they play, his presence, his ability is so influential in making this team tick. He protects the back four. He breaks up plays. He's such a – his work rate and the way he covers ground, it allows them to get that attacking trio or four guys going forward, that freedom to be expansive, that freedom to go ahead and push on, knowing that he's going to sit back and protect that back four along with Guzman. So I think his role is pivotal for this team. I think if you would talk to most of the guys, especially the attacking players on that team, they would credit him a lot for why they're able to be so confident that they can just, you know, spring on the counter, or why they have so much freedom going forward on the counter. It's because they know that they have a guy like that who's so selfless. His play style is so humble. He's willing to do the dirty work that sometimes doesn't show up on the stat sheet, but it's so influential when you're a teammate of his or when you're on the pitch with him, because it allows your game to – it allows guys like Diego Valeri to really express themselves.
It's a slightly different tactic and shape for Atlanta, but the player in that type of role for the five stripes is Eric Rometty. Came in midseason from Banfield from Argentina. What have you thought of Rometty's addition to the squad?
I think he was a needed piece. Because not only does he do a similar – he does a similar role to Diego Chara. Yeah, he protects the back defenders. He's that link between them. And I think he allows guys like Russell and Nagy to express themselves a little bit more, to be a little bit more free, to sometimes push on and press higher up because they know that they have him if that first line does get cracked. I think he's a guy who's also comfortable on the ball. So when in a team and in a system like Atlanta has, where they do like to possess the ball and they do like to – they're more of a passing-oriented team, they need a guy like that from that position who can start the attack from a little bit deeper, who can make that first initial pass that maybe breaks the line. That could play an entry ball into Almiron or Joseph Martinez in a dangerous position. So I think the qualities that he has, they really suit the style of play that Atlanta uses.
I'll ask you to save your prediction for the Fox pre-match show, but what's going to be one or two of the keys in this that's going to decide the outcome on Saturday?
I think set pieces could be a key. When you look back to that first game between the two teams, set pieces were key. You know, that's how Portland scored their goal. And on the opposite side, I think Atlanta they pose a good threat with set pieces as well. So I think set pieces could definitely be a key in this game. And then, like I said earlier on, both teams are very strong on the counterattack. So who is a little bit more balanced? Who has a little bit more discipline in terms of whether it's their number six is protecting the back four and being able to put out fires on the counterattack, or who has more tactical discipline in making sure the team is balanced? You know, Atlanta likes to push forward with their wing backs and get them high up the pitch. So it's going to be important that the three center backs, Rometty, whether it's Nagy or Gressel helping there as well, that they're smart in the way that they balance up the team. And then on the flip side, I talked about Diego Chara and his importance to that team. So I think those are areas that can definitely be deciding factors for either team.
So let's finish with this, Maurice. You've got a very unique perspective as somebody who has been in this league on a couple of different occasions and watched it grow in a lot of ways. And, you know, Don Garber is going to talk about the state of the league later Friday afternoon. What do you think are some of the next things for Major League Soccer to continue to grow and become a bigger force, not just in the United States, but in the game worldwide?
I think we're seeing it now. I think we've seen it now. I think Atlanta's an example of that, you know, where money is being spent, but it's being spent in a tactical way. And it's not to discredit any other teams and how they go about spending money, but I think when you see younger players coming here, when you see players coming here at a younger age and in the peak of their careers and putting on performances the way that they've done, guys like Almiron, guys like Joseph Martinez, I think it gives the league a little bit more credibility. And then when those guys, if they end up moving on or if they stay here and continue to play with their national teams and put on performances at the international level, it strengthens the league. It shows that there's more credibility. It gives the league more credibility. It raises a standard here. And I think that helps you to elevate the league into a global position. I think also Champions League and how MLS performs there is vastly important. You saw Toronto, you saw Red Bull, all make great, really good runs last year in that competition. And I think that's going that's going to transition and going to translate really well for MLS as well, to show that we, because that's what the end goal is. We want to be the dominant league in this region first and foremost, and then that creates even more credibility globally as well. So as that continues to happen, as we continue to do well in Champions League and produce more players that go on abroad and have success, you know, Tyler Adams just signed with Leipzig. So if he goes on and does well there, it continues to strengthen the brand of MLS here and of young players, of our ability to develop young players that can translate for the national team, as well as if they go on to play abroad, having success there too.
Maurice, I really appreciate the time. Thanks for kind of setting the table for us for MLS Cup, and I've loved your work on TV behind the mic, so keep it up, and we will be watching on Fox. Pre-match coverage starts at 7:30. You, Rob Stone, Alexi Lala setting the table for the broadcast. Thanks again, Maurice. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Look forward to tomorrow.